The Unerring Hand of Infinite Wisdom by Thomas Reed. My purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Isaiah 46:10. Nothing is so calming and comforting to the Christian pilgrim as the assurance of divine guidance in every, even the most minute circumstances which befall him. Without this perception of his heavenly Father's care, a thousand intricacies must beset his path. He must be staggered at almost every step. But when he beholds, by faith, the unerring hand of infinite wisdom, wielding the stupendous machine of human events, causing everything to promote the spiritual good of his people, then he quiets himself as a little child, and can say with cheerful resignation, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." In such a world of change and trial, how inestimable is a calm reliance on the wisdom, power, and love of God! It fully compensates for the lack of temporal ease and wealth. If, without our Heavenly Father, not even a sparrow can fall to the ground, if the very hairs of our head are all numbered, how composed and content we should be! The reins of universal nature are in the hands of infinite love. This vast complex machine is guided by infinite wisdom and power. The almighty ruler of the sky cannot be taken by surprise. Nothing unforeseen can happen to cross his purposes or thwart his designs. All worlds are open to his view. If this great and glorious being is our Father and our friend, then our privilege is to rejoice at all times, and in everything to give thanks. How consoling and encouraging is the assurance that the blessed Redeemer of my soul is the great Sovereign of the universe. Without his permission, nothing can happen in the vast dominion over which he sways his scepter. To his will, every creature must bow, either in willing obedience or in just and endless punishment. Lord, be pleased to impart unto me, your unworthy servant, this spirit of confidence in you. May I see your hand in all the events of life, ordering the minor as well as in the greater movements of your providence. This watching and waiting for the manifestations of your guardian care will fill me with thankfulness for all my mercies and make me patient under all my trials. My times are in your hands. Psalm 31:15.